around that Samach Dalet Omed Aleph after 2/3 of the Yomid or 3/4 of the Yomid Omar Ma. We hear in the Baraisa the beginning of the Yomid that the Baraisa said Simonim of an Abayat Tahira, Abayat Meya. And then the Baraisa says as follows, Chelboin mi bachutz, Vechelmoin mi bifnim, the white is from the outside, and the yolk is on the inside, Tahira. Chelmoin mi bachutz, Vechelmoin mi bifnim, Temeya. But if it's the other way around, that the yolk is surrounding the white of the egg, then it's Temeya. Then it says, Chelmoin vechelmoin murovim zebozem. The Ma'uriv is biyodua shehi beyas asheret. So this is a beya from asheret. So let us see, that's in the beginning of the Amid. So Rashi says, beyas asheret, the tzov vahalto matilim beya. Lekamim meforish, lemai hilches ashmini shi beyas asheret, lisni tmeya stomach. I mean, just like we said before, there's Bayim Tmeyim, from Amin Tomei, and then Bayim Tahirim. So why does it say, here it specifies, she Bayis Hasheret. Why does it have to specify from what mean Tomei it comes? It comes from Atzova Halto. I mean, might not mean it, just like we said before, that it's Tomei, Tmeya. So it also should say Tmeya. Why does it specify that it comes from Asheret? So let us go down 3/4 of the Amid. Omar Mar, Chelboin, Bechelmoin, Merovim Zebaze, Biyadua Shibayas Asheret. Lamai Hilchese. So the Gemara asks, why did he have to specify that this is a Beya from Asheret? Omar Rav Ukve Barchoma Loima. Shim rikma v'nikva mitama b'chadosha. So Rashi says over here, rikma noitzar hasheretz b'seicha, that the sheretz started becoming noitzar in the beye, v'nikva sheyuchal liga b'riko. Now, to understand this halacha a little better, there's a Mishnah in Daf Kuf Chav Amud Beis. Let us just see it for 1 minute. Beyas Hasheme Esheretz Hamerukemes Tahira. A beya of Esheretz Hamerukemes, that means that there is already the rikum process, the yitzira process started in this bay of the shells. The sheretz is starting to get created. Rikum is that time. So others bring down, you start to see lines in the uber, yitzura sevorim. You see, you start seeing a little of a form of what eventually is going to come out. Tahira. So a person will touch this beye, so he's toyer. Nikva kol shehu, tamei. What if there is a minute hole in the shell of the egg? So then he touches the egg, he's tamei. Let us see the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanon. Hatmeim l'rabbeis beis asheret, tekuyes asheret. Yochel afilu loirikema, tameloima asheret. Masheret sherikem, av beis asheret sherikmo. Speaking about that they started getting some form of the uber in the beis. Yochel afilu loinikvu, tameloima Hanegeya yitma. Es she'ev sheliga tomei. ושיאפשר ליגה תואר. וכמה נקיבוסו כחוט הסיירו, שיאפשר ליגה כחוט הסיירו. ורשוס לי רשי, כחוט הסיירו, שרוי שוי, שרוי שוי יסקונה, הם יכניסו לסויחוי, הרי נוגע. So if there is a minute hole in this egg, and one sayer of his head or from his beard would enter this hole and it would touch the sheretz that is in the process of being formed, so v'tome, then he would become tome, sheaseyer hamechuba areyu kiboso. That means the sayer of a person is like the bosa of a person. Bein seyer toir hanegeya betume, bein seyer tome shenogaboya toir tome. So Rashi brings over here that the seyer of a person is like the gufa odom. A person is tome and someone touches sar roishoy, so he becomes tome, kilu he touched the person. If the sar roishoy will touch a dovo tome, he will be mekabel tome. So now, we have here a limut, we have here a, just let's see one more Rashi and then we'll elaborate. Nikva, Rashi back in the Mishnah. Tahoira, לפי שיאפשר ליגה בו. נקווה כלשהו תמיה, אף על פי שלא נוגע, אלו בקליפוסו שהשמר מויצי תומן. So now, the law is as follows, and this we learn out from limudim. We have a limud that if a person will touch a beya sheretz, he's mekabel tumen. That's number one. And we learn out a few halachas. Number one, that the Beis Sheretz is after it started rikum. It started forming the Sheretz inside. That we learn out from the word HaSheretz, MaSheretz Sherikam, HaBeis Sheretz Sherikam. Fine. That's one thing. Now if I touch the Beis, I touch the Klipe, so I'm coming. Yochel afilu loy nikvoy, afilu there's not a hole that's in the shell of the Beis HaSheretz that would enable a sar of a person to touch the sheretz through this hole. Yochel afilu loy nitavu, tamu loy mahanegeya yitma. So we learn that you're tame only if you're negeya, but you don't have to be a negeya. We'll be being mamba the beya, but I didn't touch the sheretz. I touch the bay, I'm also tome. So the drosh is ashev sheliga tome. If this bay is such a bay, that it's possible the way the bay is, I can touch the sheretz, there's a neck of kosher that a seyo of mine could go through this klipe and touch the sheretz. That's in the process of rikum. So if it's roi liga boy, so then if even though I didn't touch the sheretz, I touched the klipe, so the klipe is a shomer to the sheretz, and a shomer is maybe a satume. If it doesn't have a nekev, so then it's not roi liga boy, so after though I touched the sheretz, after though I touched the beye, it's not mekabotum. That is pshat in the salach. So let's go back now to our gemara. Chel amama, chel boin v'chel moin murovim zebo zeb, v'yadua shehi beyas hasheretz. And if you see such an egg, you can know it's beyas hasheretz. L'mai hilchese, amara vukve b'achom aloyma she'im rikmo, if you have, if you have Eistis, that the Sheret started being Nisrakim in the Beyer, the Nikva, Metama Bechadosha. So be Mekabo Tume. A Sheret is Metame Bechadosha. So this will be Metame Bechadosha. So here the Yavit says, Pshat, what Pshat is Metame Kadosha? So the Yavit says, Afilu, the Rikum is the size of a Adosha. That means it started forming. And you only have a Rikum the size of a Adosha. And that's called, it's a bar, it's Roiletame, Asheyiga boy. If I would touch the Ascholos Arikum, so Memela, so I have this posik that the Beis HaSheretz is also Tomei. And now, my Chavrus, Rabbi Yoyne Kenta, Estakashe, fine. But L'chaira, HaSheretz is only Metama when it's dead. You have a Sheretz that dies is Metama. Over here, it's in the process of becoming alive. So why is it metame? So I thought one of two. I mean, here we have a posik, a kasha v'mais. I mean, here we have a posik, at meim l'rabis bei sheret. I mean, the posik says it's tame. I mean, there's by shrotim it says sheyomus, that it died. Here it says that bei sheret is tame. I mean, Akochoch here the rikum is metame. Perhaps we'll have later that if a person eats the second tells we'll explain when we come to the Gemara. Maskiv lo ravina vidulma denochoshi. So the how do you know? You're just telling me a simen in the egg that if you have an egg that the chelboin and the chelmein are meuriv, that it's a bay is sheret. It's on a sheret. The main afkemitz of sheret that it's metame. If you touch the egg, it's metame. So maybe it's an egg from a nochosh. A nochosh is also matal bayim. And a nochosh is not from the Shemayne Shrotzim. And so how could you say such a statement? It's a Bei Sheret. Oh, and then that's Metame. It's not Muchach, it's Metame. Let us see Rashi. Shel nochosh doime l'shel Sheret. The egg is similar to that of a Sheret. The Tume ain't bo. There's no Tume in the Bei of a nochosh. Elo Amarov. So the Gemara falls off from this teretz. No. Why does it say that Tzabei Yisheretz Shim Rikmo Va'ochlo Loikeler Mishim Sheretz HaSheretz Al Horetz? That's what he wants to say. If he ate it, so he'll get Malkish Al Sheretz HaSheretz Al Horetz. Zot Rashi HaSheretz Al Horetz V'lo Yashminin she beyes asheret. I wouldn't know that this is beyes asheret. It means a person is going along and he finds a beyes. And he goes and he eats it, or he's going to go and eat it. And by tchilas harikum. So if he would say that it's a beyes, that he wouldn't, he would tell us it's tomei, elotmeya stam, avamine, mishim oif tomei hudesur. I wouldn't know that this is a beye from a sheret. I would think it's a beye from a knife. And if he eats it, uboy lasruye bey mishim sheret soy. So then the hasro, bishas hasro, you have to specify, the eidim have to specify what lav you oiva. Viyasru bey mishim sheret soorets leiloki. Could be master of sheretz oretz leiloki. So memeile, so that's why he's coming to tell us. That means when we see a beye, we don't know who was meile this beye. So the Tan is telling us, if you can tell from the chelboin and chelmein, the meuriv, then you can know it's a beye, it's a sheretz. And if he eats it, So you have to be master him for Beis for you have to be master from Sheretz Hasheretz Aloretz. But if I wouldn't know this, I'd say Stamazay it's Tommy, so I would say maybe it's from a knife Tommy. So there's a different law. There's a law from Sheretz Hoy. Rishash Mutzitzichif and the Beye of Oifish Yoifal al Sheretz Hoy. About Kaponim, it seems from Rashi that Yoifal and Sheretz Hoy by the Rikum of a knife Tommy. And you're over on the lap and Sheretz Oretz on the Rikum of a Sheretz Tome. Frag the Gemara, Ihochi, my Iria the Tmeya, why do you have, if you're speaking about that he ate it? And the Shaila is, you see, over on the lap and Sheretz Oretz, I feel that the Tahira Nami, the Tahira you also over on Sheretz Oretz. The Sanya we learned in Abaraisa, Kol HaSheretz HaSheret Al Horetz, Kol HaSheretz HaSheret Al Horetz, L'Rabbois Efroichim Shelei Niftachu Eineyem. So this is a Chiddush of Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer holds, I feel that the Efroichim went out of the egg already. But they did not open up their eyes. There's a din of sheretz hasheretz al oretz. So memele, so if you're talking about eating it, so why do you have to speak about a beye of an oif of a beye of a sheretz? Your oif and the love of kol sheretz hasheretz al oretz. A full a beye of an oif toir. If you're eating it b'shas rikum, kol sheretz hasheretz al oretz. L'rabbis afroichim shalei niftach v'ineyem. There's a machlokes to Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim. The Chachamim hold you not over, only kolzman that didn't go out of the shell. But when it's in the shell, you take over of sheretz hasheretz also, afilu according to the Rabbanan also. The Gemara in Rabbi Lezer's Moisef, afilu, it went out of the shell, called Manshal Niftavai Neim, it has a din of a sheretz and sheretz alor. So, Memel, if you're talking about eating it, so why do you have to speak about such a type of an egg? That's from a sheretz, a fill a poshit egg, if it was Nisrakim, Yoiv a sheretz and sheretz alor. And for the Gemara, Midarabonon across Mach the Balmol. This drash, of kol sheretz sheretz aloretz is only a drabban asmachte min a toire yenar oiver an sheretz sheretz alt an the rikum of a oif toire. So that's why the Barais is said over here. But if it is the chelbein and the chelmein are more, so then if you eat it, you oiver min a toire al sheretz sheretz aloretz. Let us see what Rashi says. Mit der Rabbona, ho der Rabbe Lozer, ed Lozer ben Yak, mit der Rabbona nu de Kosa betoir. Aber betmeim, sheretz komu, vloike le divrei hakel. Vechi lo il rikimo, what if it wasn't Nisrakim? It is a beis a sheretz, but it wasn't Nisrakim, isure ike, malkes leke, the lav sheretzu. The lav of sheretz is dafke, if it's a sheretz. Maybe this is a yaitze min a sheret, but al kaponim yinaf chayev al sheret. Is a Rashi, and daf tzadik chesam ad aleph, Rashi says, the top Rashi, Rashi says, a froyach, Rebeis Afroyach, so the Nevela he, Moshna Torah the Nevela. Rashi says there's an Issa Nevela. Rashi says there's an Issa Nevela on an Afroyach. So that means that what it says here, it's a Darabonon. Issa Darabonon is al Salav of Sheretz Hoif. Yechayim al Nevela. So that Isa Nevela. That's what Rashi says. So could be, we had mentioned before, the Ha'ore, that it says that if you touch the Beye, and there's a nekiv in the Beye that's Roile Negiye, so you become Tomei, because the Klipas HaBeye is a Shaman, is maybe a Satume. For yes, for Lachere, the B'Shas Rikim, it's not death. But could be his, here it seems that it has a shame nevela. Yoiva on Achilas nevela, so this is, that means nevela is before it gets its chiyas and when it loses its chiyas. So it could be, therefore that's why it's metame, tumas nevela, or tumas sheretz. Zach the Gemara weiter. Tana Rabbana. Anu aloche. Giyulei beyim mutoris. What does Rashi say? Giyulei beyim, beyo tmeyo shenis bashlo ima tohira. You had two beyim. You cook them in a pot. One bey is a beyo tmeyo. It's both roshim akadim. And one bey is a beyo tohira. And you cooked it together in a pot. And the tam from the Beya Tmeya, L'chaira went out into the Beya Tahira. He took it to an apart. Mutarais. Beya Tmeya, Shenis Bashla Ima Tahira. Mutarais Atahirim. The Maya Ba'almahu. V'layavi Tama Ba'acha Niyosa. So the Beya Tmeya is not nice in Tam. In the Beya Teire, we're talking about before Rikom, Mestome, the Mai Ba'alme V'lo Yovi Taima Bachin Yosa. So here I saw that the Tiferes Yaakov says, it's a Tam Kolush, V'ne Noisin Tam Lotzeis Mikliposo Litein Tam B'soi Chlipo HaTohiro. That means there's two barriers it has to go through. It has to leave the be pilot from its bay, its klipah, and to go through the second klipah, so it's mutar. Gilei bayim mutaris. Bayim muzorois, nefesh yafe soichlein. Bayim muzorois, so the taich of bayim muzorois means, Beyim shenizkalkalu. The kitza means as follows. Let us just know first the case, and then we'll explain what happened. We have that a tanagaylist sat on the beye. Rashi says, "We'll see yomim rabim." And let's talk about a beye of safna da'ara. That there was no zocho, and the tanagaylist sat on the beye. So this does not at all help preserve the beya, but it does the exact opposite. It's mekalkul the beya. That is beyim muzoris. The Ran wants to say muzoris is a lotion of spinning. That the chelbein in chelbein get intertwined one in the other. And they become like threads. What's a lotion that was niskalko? So beim muzorais nefesh yofe toichlein. So we have to realize when a person eats them, they are far from tempting and tasty. And beemison, so if a person is an istinis, so he's not allowed to eat them, he's able about the shaktsu. If he's a nefesh yofe, that means he's soivel, he eats many things, he's not particular in what he eats. So, nefesh yofe toichle. So Rashi says, of your bein muzori, she'enom shel zocho, ve'en afroyach kolot v'hem lo ilom, but the sitting, the warming up of this egg is mekalkul the egg. Is nefesh yofe toichlem, shayna istinis, vein date kotzevem toichlem. And we can understand that this did not at all help preserve the egg. If he's a nefesh yof, he's allowed to eat it. Nimtza oleho koiret dam. What if he found a koiret dam? Zeirik es adam ba'oichel es ashar. Now, in order to understand this halach, I'd like to say over a din in Yeridei, a simen samach vav siv beis. There, that's the simen that speaks about dam, dam behime. So he says as follows, dam behim, im yodua shohu meirikum ho'efroyach, that if you know that this dam is coming about because the froyach is starting to be nisrakim, perish, shishchila lis'aves b'yitzures ha'froyach, chayovim olof, then you chayev al tzdam. Dam beyim, you chayev, if the dam is coming from ascholos harikim. Avolim eino yadua shumerikim afroich, ein chayovim olof, avol chochomim asru. It's also midarabonon, that seems when we learn Taisus, we'll see if it's a tuturutim in Taisus. But there's an issue the Rabbonon and Stam Beyim. Even though it's not Dam Riko. So now let's learn Beyim Muzoris, Nefesh Yofer Teichle. Nefesh Yofer, here we're talking about the Shiloh Baal Teshakzu. The Yilat eat it, if we could say, well, the Yilat eat it. Nimtza Oleo Koyret Dam. What if he found a Koyret Dam in this Beyim? As she said, it's speaking about Safna Diara. Zeirek es Adam, Voichel es Asha. So the whole shayl is only the dam. That means we'll see soon that by a dam, by a beya that comes from the Ibar of a Zohar, so then if there was a Scholar Sarikim already, so then the whole beya is also. It's not only the that known that you don't say such a loche that Zerik as Adam Baichal as Asha. But here we're talking about Beyim Muzorois, and Rashi says it's Safna da Aro. His name is Alokai Ritam, Zerik as Adam Baichal as Asha. Fine. Oma Rabbi Yirmie Vuhushen Nimtza Al Kesher Shalom. When do you have such a loche that you can be zeirik as adam v'oichel as asha v'ushenimtza al kesher shalom? Now in the art scroll and sichas chulin, the art scroll is a very nice picture, but what the kesher is, the sichas chulin also has such a picture. V'ushenimtza al kesher shalom. That when you zeirik as adam, if the dam is only nimtzal kesher shalom. Now let's just go a little further, then we'll see Rashi. Tonu distoy avu derab apturiki, loishonu shenimtzal chelben shalom. Avu nimtzal chelben shalom afilu beyasure, my time the shodo tichlo bikulo. Now let us see Rashi. Vuhu shenimtza hadam al hakesher shalom. So here in the Sichas Chulin he has a picture what the kesher is. And in the Archka also. Now, hu zera shel talmagel akosho b'roish kad shel beye. So this gesoy is either kad or chad. Abal kaponim, one of the roshim of the egg, the zera of the tarnagol becomes niklat in this mokim akosher. It looks like a hevel a little bit. Umisham yitzira safroyach maschelas, and the yitzira of the froyach starts from the kesher. That means the zera of the tarnagol becomes niklat in this kesher, and as the heroim progresses, so it starts being nisrakim from this. Misham yitzir es afroich maschelas. V'kiven da adayin husham. Now, if you see dam in the Mokei Makesha, loy nispazer b'shar habeyim, so it was not nispazer b'shar habeyim, hilkach oichel ha-shar, then you can eat the shar. That means that gufe, that the dam is only in the Mokei Makesha, is a raya that the yitzire did as yet did not start. Because it's still contained in the kasha. Avol nimtza al chelmein shelo. Others say this means on the kasha of the chelmein, and of the yoke, kula asure. Kide meforish lekamon de shodo tichlo bekulom. Nispashit hakilkul bekulom. That means if you see it is not only in the kasha. You see it spread out to the kesher of the chelmein of the yoke, al chelbein al kesher kedamoran tichlo loshin shikol v'reyes. So memela we have over here loch, and the Ran says that it seems we're talking about bayim muzorois, and it seems we're also speaking about bayim which there was a zocher because of Rashi Tadof v'tzafne da'are. And then, and here we're talking about, was Nimsan the Kesher and the Dos, so the Ran says, it's Lavdavke Safna Da'are. Lavdavke be the Safna Ba'are. Now, he's talking about Muzores, perhaps normally, the Muzores make it, that it's not edible. That's usually perhaps if it's not safer the arah, so it gets into a chicken. But over here, we're talking about that before that. So there's a din of nimtzala koyre tam zorik as adam. By safna the arah, there's no possibility that the egg should be also. The egg is zicha muta. And not by safna the arah, so then it depends where the dam is found. If the dam is found in the kesher alone, so that means it did not progress enough to start a rikum, so then the beye is mutter. And only the dam is also. If it was nispashit, so then the whole egg is also. Not only the dam is also. Omalei Rav Gevia mi beikosel Rav Ashi, Ipche Toni Tana Kamedabaye. There was a Tana that told over a Baraisa, and he said it over Fakert. Loi Shonu Shenimsa Al Chelmein Shelo. Then it is Mutter, the egg. Avol Nimsa Al Chelmein Shelo, it is also the whole egg. So Amar Rav Gvimi Bekos Rav Ashi, Ipche Toni Tana Kamedabaye. Abaya, who the Tirzonele? Abaya was the one that told him, "You this price you're saying over wrong." And Vakert, the egg is mutter when it's nimtza on the kesha of the chelbein, and if it's nimtza on the chelbein, then it is also. What does Rashi say? Ipre toni tana kami dabaya tana echad aishayin aishlof on the bipcho. Loishanu shenimtza al chelbein shalots mutter. Abaya the Tarziyachi damrinu loishanu ala chelbein. Anu gemore. Oma cheskiye minayin lebeyas tmeya shi asura minatay. How do we know that a beya of a tmeya is also minatay? Shenema ve'es bas hayano. Now, the Sichas Chulon says hayan is an ostrich. And when we're speaking about, and the Pasuk says, Be'es Bas Hayana, the daughter of the ostrich. Frekte Gemore Bechi Bas Yeshlo Liyana, does Hayana have a daughter? Ele'eze Zu Be'ya Tmeya. Bas Hayana means the Be'ya of the Yana. That the Be'ya of the Yana is also. What is the Gemara's kasha? Does a yana have a bas? What's the problem? Why can a yana have a bas? So the Ran says, "Valoy matul beim, loy shayich boy bas." Zmato bei mit ozne ababas. I would like to say a word, I don't know if this is emes. The Ramban in Parshas Baloyischem says, Ha'ov yikorei hoire b'ibnei shemazmin ha'hiroyim. The father, the yichus of the father comes about, he's the hoire, because he's the one that's mazmin the roi. For aim and the mother may let this oisam. The mother gives birth. So I think the Ramban is saying that the din yichus that you have by the parents, the din yichus comes about at two different times. The yichus of the father is b'shas hiroyim. That's because he's mazmin the hiroyim. That's all what the father does. And because of that pa'ule, the vlad is misyaches to the father. The yichus of the mother, that's what he means, is b'shas later. That's the mother was meila the child, so the child is miyuches to the mother. So I think that's what the Ran means. But how could this be called Basayana? She only is Matul Bayin. So it's not called, so the oif that comes out of the Bayin, that we can't be Miyachas, this is her Bas. If an aim is only called a name if it's Moilid the Vlad. But if it's only Matul Bayin and from the Bayin comes out the Vlad, so that's not called Abbas. So Mamela Omacheski Minaila Beyas Tmeya Shiasurminatoy Shenema Ves Basayana Bhi Bas Yeshlaliana. Does a Yaneva Bas Alaizu Beyot Meya? That we call the Beya the Basayana, Beyas Yana. Maybe that's the mean. The mean is called Basayana. Okay, Ben Yoina is different. Ben Yoina means it's like a young Yoina. But maybe that's the name. So the Moses says, Lesalke Daitoch, Dersiv Bas Ami La'achzo Kayeinim Bamidbo. So you see, they're called Yeinim, not Bas Yeinim. They're called Yeinim. Yeinim is the Yana. Is some Emele, so you see that the mean is called Yeinim. So what's Basayana? So Basayana koch means the Bay of the Yana. Like the Gemara of Eloi, Voxid Esa Mispeit Ketanim, the Evil Kibnois Yana. I'll make an Evil like the Bnois Yana. So Baisla is the Bnois, that it is a mean of Bnois Yana. So the Gemara says, no, kiyana zushem mis abeles al boneo. Psayane, that is mis abel al boneo. What does Rashi say? Kayenem al mayanishmo v'loi basayana. Be'evil kibneis yane. V'ibayim ninu klum yesh lampeh. That is mis abel. As a mispeit ketanim ve'evo kibnais yane, so the bayim they have a pet. So the Mo said, no, ki yane zu, she misabelis al bane, v'hochi mash mekeiva lo osi al bane yane, so Psaison the article brings down from the psagirsa al beitze yane, that the ostrich is very sensitive that the egg should be taken care of. If something happens to the eggs, it's misabel on the eggs. So memele, so that's pshat the posik as a mispet ketanim ve'evil kibnois yane. That means the evil that the yane makes on the eggs. That's the abavavas yane means the eggs of the yane. Like the gemara boksi v'shochnu shom bnois yane. Going on Bovel, that they're going to remain there. kibinois yana. So we see sham shachnu sham benois yana. So Mai says that's the name of the mean, benois yana. Shema says no, ki yana zushe sheichenes imboneo. It's like a yana that sheichen with the children. That means it doesn't go away from its children, so then bubble they remain like they'll be sheichen there. They came to stay. Fragt die Gemorre, woch sie, sich abdeini chayes asode, tanem u bnois jane, dat al bi mechabit, chayes asode, dos in shire, chayes asode, tanem u bnois jane, bis alke deitach beye, beye bas meima shire, a beye kinzai shire. So we see that Bnois Yana, there's a mean of Bnois Yana, not the way you said. Elo ksiv ha-yane, ksiv bas ha-yane. You're right. You're 100% right. Sometimes it's called Yana. Sometimes it's called bas Yana. Here, bas Yana does not mean the beye. Bishani hochom, v'posik safcho lishtei teveis. That means, here it says Ves Bas Hayano, and the Seifa made in the Posik, it's made into two words. So by Stois, that means if it would be one word, so there would have been Bas Hayano in one word. And since it says Bas Hayano in two words, so by Stois, that this is the Beya of the Yad. So Natchkol, he brings out the Kasha, so we have a Kasha of Bnois Yane also. It's in two words. There the Gemara says either Yane or Basa Yane. We'll see some. In fact, the Gemara, me the Posek lo Satcho, the Tarti, Tavis, since the Sefer writes it into two words, Shma Mino Trei Shemes Nino, so it's two different things. It's not. He's telling us like this. As I'm saying, there's Bnois Yana, which is one mean. It's Bnois Yana. That's what it is. But here it says Vas Hayane in two words. So by Stois, it's not the shame of the Yana. This is the Bey of the Yana. It's two different entities. So the Baru says, "Betalti tevish mamina tre shemes ninu, ela meyato es kedol lo oimel." The pasuk lo safro betrei ochenami detalti shmei ninu, kedol lo oimel says in two words. So you say two different people. It's one person, two tevish. So memele. So what's the raya? You're just telling me that sometimes it can be called Bnois Hayana, that's the name of the Oif. So how do you know how to darshan here? That means Beis Oif, because it's two words. Kedol Lo'oimel is also two words, but it's one person. So maybe it's Bas Hayana means, it's called Yana, it's called Bas Hayana. So the mother's moskasha. Eskedol loimer, the posuk lo safra betrei, ochinami de tartish minino, it's the two names. So the mother says, omri hosom bishtaytei this posuk lo. By kedol loimer, it's not the gemara's choisa. Kedol loimer, that could be one person. Even though it's two tevis. Obo bishnei shitim lai posuk lo. But you would not have Kedol on one shure and Lohima on the next shure. Because since it's one person, you cannot divide the shame of one person into two shures. Avalocha afilu bishnei shitin nami posik lohu. But by bas hayana, the locha is you can put bas in one shita and hayana in another shita, so al kolchoch. This Bas Hayana is two entities. It's the Beya of the Yad. Let us see Rashi. Techabdeini vibeyim maikovid yodi lemevet betalti bishtei teilois. בשני שיטים, בס מכאן ויאנה מכאן. So, כמה גמורה, it would seem that כדור לא אימר is two words. That's what seems in our Gemara. The Gemara says, but it could be one person, he can make into two words. But two shuris, that al-kocher is two different entities. The Mincha Shai, Bereshis Yudalev Posek Aleph, that's the first time it says, Kedol Lo Imam. So the Mincha Shai says as follows, Vapeik Elo Treifes Amrini Big More, Bebeis Tevis Posek Lohu, Bebeishitim Le Posek Lohu. So the Gemara says, Kedol Lo Imam, you make it into two words, you don't make it into two shitim. V'chein nimtza b'miktsa svarim, you have some sifrei teire, but it's two words, kedor lo ima. Omnom b'svarim meduyokim hu milachas. The meduyitik is svarim, it's one word, hu mesayres, all of this, a mesayres, mila chodaksiv. The mesayres is, it's one word. V'dechvasayu noktinon. We hold like the mesayres. ובכל עשה המסוירס פליגי על הגמורה בוסה המסוירס עזלינה. That's what we go בוסה the מסוירס, not בוסה the גמורה. And God they take and sue a mincha shai in Bamidbar. There the mincha shai brings down that brings a Zohar HaKadosh that I think it's going on the word kibbois, if it's with avov or without avov. So the Zohar HaKadosh says, b'mesifte de rekiye, it's with avov. B'mesifte de lamayla, it's with avov. And then the Zohar explains, Vaistais, and der mokim, you need such a ksiv, and this mokim you need. So we'll have to know what they're talking about, but Al Kaponim, I say this, a mokim for everything. But Al Kaponim, he says, La Loche, he says that if the Messiah is plig al Gemore, both the Messiah is lean. Then he brings a Rema. Kedol lo oima, for the mile. Kedol lo oima is one word. The Rama brings down Kedolim is one word, and it says Mashma Mesech Teschul. So the Minchas Shai, and he brings someone else also, that's a pellet. The Gemara says it's two words. You have to know, good, we don't pass like the Gemara, but the pieces from the Gemara is Mashma, but it's two words, but it's one word. So, Rabbi Yankev and Emes Liyakev ala Torev, he says the Rama is very poshet. He says because the Mincha Shai, which he brings down the soul pilpul, is going, it says three psukim kedol lo'ima in Perik Yudalet, Pasuk Aleph, Pasuk Dalet, and Pasuk Tes. There's three times it says kedol lo'ima. Now, the Mincha Shai in the Rema is going on Pasuk Aleph. There, that's what the Mincha Shai is going. And there the Pasuk says, Vayhi b'mei kedol lo'ima. That's the first Pasuk. The Gemara in Chulin says, Elo ma'ata es kedol lo'ima. Mesakashe kedol lo'ima. It's one name, and it says two teves. So the Gemara did not ask from the first one, from Kedol Lo'ima, Es Kedol Lo'ima. In Pasuk Dalet, in Pasuk Tes, it says Es Kedol Lo'ima. In Pasuk Aleph, it says Kedol Lo'ima. So Rabbi Yankev, why did the Gemara go to, we have to know it's Pasuk Dalet or Pasuk Tes, but why didn't the Gemara ask from the first Kedol Lo'ima? So the first Kedol Lo'ima is one word. That's what the Gemara said.
the Gemara said from the Gemara Chulin is Mashme, that this is going in the first Pasek. Pasek Aleph. That this Gedol Loima is one word. Because the Gemara had to bring Es Gedol Loima. And he says something of Sachidish, Ve'evshe da'ayna ta'ime de'kasvinan kulo b'choda mila. V'shem de'misafkelon eis Eze eskido loima paskina lebeis tevis. We only have a Gemara that what, it doesn't say all the eskido loimas. There's an eskido loima which is two tevis. The kivin shekain azlinam basarube. Very interesting. That means roiv of the kido loimas have to be written in with one table. One is with two tables, and we don't know which one is the one, so we write all with all tables. The Trumas Hadeshin says, the Goyin is, the Trumas Hadeshin says, but that what it says, that it's written Trei Shiti, it does not mean it has to be written Trei Shiti. It can be written Trei Shiti. But if you want, you can make it one Shita. So a Mela, so the Trumas Hadeshin says, by Trei Tevi, can also make it one Tevi. That means that the going is Metama and the Trumas Hadeshin. They're talking about the Shem Yedidya. Is it two Tevis or one Tevis? Yedidka or Haleluka. Is it one Tevis or two Tevis? So there from the Trumas Hadeshin, it would seem that the Trumas Hadeshin says that in Michalik by Yedidya, if it will say Beis Tevis Kosher for Bilvad Peshita Achas, so it would seem that the Shem Yedidya by a get, you can make it two Tevis, you can make it one Tevis. So by Stois, that's maybe where we have Kedoloi Magufa was sometimes written in two Tevis, sometimes written in one Tevis. Or Bilvad Peshita Achas Al Kaponim the Shtei Tevis and the Chat Tevis by Stois. That's zikher not li'ikuvet.